That's us on the show. That's quite the dopest shit.
Good morning, it's 6 o'clock. I'm Max Grave with 2SER News. Barnaby Joyce has been granted extended leave and will not return to Parliament until August. Yesterday, the former Deputy Prime Minister defended selling the story of his new family in a tell-all interview, saying it was his partner Vicky Campion who decided to accept the six-figure payment. A number of Joyce's colleagues have voiced discomfort over the interview. The Cabinet Minister Kelly O'Dwyer said she believed most Australians were pretty disgusted. While speaking to 7:30 last night, Nationals frontbencher Darren Chester said he intended to propose a ban on serving politicians receiving money for media comment.
I'm uncomfortable about checkbook journalism in any form and uncomfortable about the idea of sitting MPs being paid for interviews. The specific circumstances around Barnaby's case are more complex because you've got private citizens, a late private citizen who was part of the story, and every right to seek, I guess, payment if they want to sell their story. So it's more complex than perhaps just me as a sitting MP turning up on a program. But my view is checkbook journalism isn't great for journalism.
Labor's National Executive will meet today to decide a new date for the party's national conference. The original July 28 date clashed with the recently announced Super Saturday by-elections, leading Labor to move the meeting. Bill Shorten said Labor wants to hold a national conference before the next general election, with a preference being to remain at the Adelaide Convention Centre if a new date could be found. Various Labor factions have been gearing up for the conference as a key battleground over policies on refugees and industrial relations. A teenager has been charged by Queensland Police after he allegedly threatened a school shooting in Brisbane. The threats were posted on two social media platforms on Monday, warning of a mass shooting at an undisclosed school in the Moreton Bay suburb of Northern Lakes. The teen allegedly responsible for the threats was charged yesterday with one count of using a carriage service to make a threat to cause serious harm and threatening violence. Police say he is facing serious criminal charges with significant penalties. The Commonwealth Bank will face further scrutiny of its actions to address the state of Bankwest business loans after its $2.1 billion acquisition a decade ago. CBA's Chief Risk Officer David Cohen will continue giving evidence to the Banking Royal Commission today. The inquiry heard yesterday, the CBA discovered within a few months of buying Bankwest in late 2008, the quality of the Perth-based bank's business loans was poorer than it expected. A senior North Korean official is headed to New York for talks with US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the latest indication that an on-again, off-again summit between President Donald Trump and North Korea's leader may go ahead next month. Kim Yong-chol, the vice chairman of the ruling Workers' Party Central Committee and formerly head of a top North Korean military intelligence agency, will meet with Pompeo later this week, ahead of the summit, which is due to take place in Singapore on the 12th of June. The US television network ABC has pulled the plug on the revival of its sitcom Roseanne. The move comes after series star and creator Roseanne Barr made a comment on Twitter overnight, referring to former Barack Obama aide Valerie Jarrett as the offspring of the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes. Barr deleted her tweet about Jarrett not long after posting it. She followed it up with an apology, but it wasn't enough for the ABC entertainment president Channing Dungley, who labelled the tweet abhorrent, repugnant and inconsistent with the network's values.
To SER Sport.
No Australian man has made the French Open singles second round for only the second time in almost 70 years. Ashley Barty, Samantha Stosur and Daria Gavrilova are left to fly the flag after the men suffered just their second first round wipeout in Paris since 1949. Barty can look forward to a showdown with Serena Williams after beating her first round opponent Natalia Vikhlyantseva 6-3, 6-1, while Stosur faces Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova in the second round after a day 2 win over Yanina Wickmeyer.
To SER weather.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of showers throughout the day. Tops of 18 on the coast and 19 in our west. Right now it's 14 in the city and 12 at Campbelltown. I'm Max Grieve and that's the latest news on 2SER 107.3.
QSER Breakfast with Tess Connery.
Hey, hey. Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday. It is hump day. We have made it. Middle of the week. By this afternoon, we're going to be on the downhill run to the weekend. My name is Tess Connery. I am going to be here all the way through till 9. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Quick check of the roads if you are out and about at the moment, though. Ride Victoria Road at Ann Street. a car accident is closing it down at some of the eastbound lanes. We've got some pretty heavy backup out in Ryde. Bankstown, Fairford Road at Canterbury Road. We've got a broken down truck in one of the southbound lanes. And Glenmore Park, the M4 motorway at the Northern Road off-ramp. Some flooding is affecting you if you are heading west. We've also got that hazard reduction burn, which was wreaking a little bit of havoc yesterday. That was happening down south, down sort of waterfall area, but of course blows back up over the city, as we did see yesterday. That's going to be continuing on. So if that was sort of, you know, affecting you at any point in the day yesterday, maybe take the asthma medication out, stay inside, find some air conditioning, because it doesn't look like it's going to be letting up at any point today, unfortunately. Coming up, we are going to be having a chat about what it's like owning a Civic video store in 2018. They are rarer than decently priced apartments in Sydney, but there's actually three video rental stores left in this city of ours. We're going to be having a chat to one of the owners a little bit later on in the show. But of course, the news of the day will be first up. And Jeff Field is taking some leave, so we're going to have Max Grieve in with us to run us through the last 24 hours or so. But kicking us off this morning, one from Courtney Barnett off her feature album. It was our feature album last week, actually. Her second album, that's what I was getting at. It was called Tell Me How You Really Feel. It's the first solo album she's released since Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit a couple of years back, which won her arias. It won her the Australian Music Award. She was nominated for a Grammy with it. It did absolutely incredible things. But this is City Look Pretty. Good morning.
Returning for its second year, Screenability is a platform for screen practitioners with disability to tell stories. Sydney Film Festival is proud to be featuring several homegrown films, as well as unique and thought-provoking documentaries from around the world. For tickets and more information, head to sff.org.au and find the Screenability program strand. 2SER is a proud media partner of Sydney Film Festival.
Misty evening by the ocean, the wind carrying music through the air, the birds sing along, the flowers listen. Everything is here. I can see so far. I'll watch the sunset and then the stars, and it's all my time. I'll spend it free. The sunset and then the stars. Yes, it's all my time. I'll spend it feeling. Seagull fly up so high, I know you're not alone. I wish that I could be so free. I'd make the mountains my home. Spend some time dreaming. Wishful thoughts come gleaming. Yes, it's all my time. I'll spend it for you.
Morrison Kincannon coming off his album Beneath the Redwoods with Freely. And Courtney Barnett kicking you off this morning, City Looks Pretty, coming off her second album, Tell Me How You Really Feel, which just came out in the last couple of weeks. It is 16 minutes past 6 a.m. here on 2SER Breakfast, and it is time to take a look at the news of the day. Jeff Field is off this morning, but we have the wonderful Max Grieve in to run us through the last 24 hours or so. Max, good morning.
Morning.
What have we got this morning?
We'll start off with Barnaby Joyce.
Ah, the gift that keeps on giving.
He is. So he's taking personal leave until August. Amid fallout after it was revealed he and his partner were paid $150,000 for an interview with The Australian to tell their story about the saga that, as you say, the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he would definitely, like, I can't imagine going through the sort of press scrutiny that he's gone through, but at the same time, it's kind of for a reason.
I mean, it's curious, you have him sort of begging for privacy. It's always in front of cameras. You see these photos or footage of him saying, please, we want privacy. The cameras are right in front of you, Barnaby.
Yeah, I mean, I was chatting with one of my producers about this morning. He was out of the news cycle. He was out. No one was reporting on him until he took this deal.
Mm.
And now it's just thrown it right back where we started.
Well, it does say here, and I'm reading this story from the Sydney Morning Herald, that Labor MPs have been pretty good at not attacking Barnaby Joyce in the last couple of weeks. It is a personal story, so they have trying to be leaving him to it. But apparently, privately, they're all pretty annoyed on the Liberal side as well. Kelly O'Dwyer says that most Australians would be disgusted by Barnaby Joyce's actions. I'm not disgusted. It doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Yeah, I think same boat. Doesn't sit well, but I don't think it's the most heinous thing a politician has ever done.
No, I don't think so. Moving on, a little bit further afield, over in England, there's a campaign to push for a new Brexit vote.
Oh, God, another one.
Another one. George Soros, that's a billionaire-sounding name. I'm not exactly sure what he does, but I know he's rich.
Got it.
he's pushing to save the UK from the immense damage that it caused itself by voting yes on Brexit, pushing for a new vote, the Best for Britain campaign, which has already attracted millions of pounds in donations.
On the one hand, I think it would be fascinating because the vote was really tight. I think it was only like 49-51 or something ridiculous like that.
There are a lot of calls back then to redo it.
Mm.
It's not surprising there are still calls to redo it. It seems like an absolute mess
it does.
To be pushing through. But George Soros is throwing his hat into the ring and seeing what he can do. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be one to watch. I wonder, does that mean that every election... I wonder what
can a billionaire save every election?
Yeah.
You know, can we reverse the result
from
having someone pour billions of dollars into it? Maybe it's sort of, I don't know what that says about democracy, really.
Just Gina Reinhardt or someone turn around
exactly.
And say, you know, actually, we're going to redo that vote.
Yeah. Lastly, bit of entertainment news. The US TV network ABC has cancelled its hit TV show, the top new show of the TV season, I'm reading here, Roseanne, after its star and creator Roseanne Barr went on a racist Twitter rant overnight. Did you see this?
I heard that it had been cancelled. I didn't realise why.
Okay, she called she called a former Barack Obama aide, Valerie Jarrett. She tweeted a few slurs in relation to her. And the president of ABC Entertainment, Channing Dungey, said in a statement that Roseanne's Twitter statement is abhorrent, repugnant and inconsistent with the values of the network. We've decided to cancel her show.
Well, you know, if you're going to be racist, good. Get cancelled.
It was the big new show of the American TV season. It was controversial as well because it was one of the few TV shows and I guess one of the few TV comedy shows where you had one of the main characters who was a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
So it's always been pretty controversial. Roseanne Barr, I understand, has always been pretty controversial. But yeah, I guess a step too far there.
Yeah, well, I feel like... as I said, you know, if you're going to be racist in public, you get what's coming to you. Interesting.
Richly deserved.
And that's the day that is at the moment. Thanks, Max.
Cheers.
Max Grieve there from the newsroom, running us through the news of the day. The newsroom will be back in about 10 minutes or so, running you through, of course, all the day's headlines. But to take you through from Carolyn Rose right now, this is Getting to Me.
Waitress sets the tables, 2 and 4 and 6, laying placemats, knife, fork, spoon upon napkin. All the counter people, she knows us all by name. All counter people fishing, everywhere we are the same.
The same threat right now.
Wind is destroying a lot of problems. And number one, it's killing the birds. Killing the birds. Killing the birds. Killing
right now.
Coral bleaching.
Solar panels.
The Carmichael mine.
Carbon emissions.
Hydraulic fracturing.
Plastic bags.
This is too much.
What are we doing to the planet? Subscribe to Think Sustainability on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts to find out.
The world is burning.
Yeah.
just bring me away to think about you all the time. Yeah, can't get you out of my mind. I love you, I do. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby, I do. Yeah, driving me away like cuckoo. Yeah, yeah. All right. Oh, oh.
Artist, curator, or creative practitioner with a great exhibition or idea burning a hole in your pocket? UTS Gallery is calling for proposals for its 2019 exhibition program. With a focus on socially engaged and critical art and design practices, UTS Gallery presents an annual exhibition program that reflects our changing world. Applications close on June 20, so head to art.uts.edu.au for more info. UTS Art, a space for art and ideas. Sponsors 2SER.
And Found, following on from Prophet with Dream, and Getting to Me by Carolyn Rose, kicking you off here this morning. It is 6:30 a.m., which means it's time to take a look at the headlines from the newsroom. Max Grieve joins me now. Max, good morning.
Morning. In the lead-up to the Sunday night interview, it's emerged that former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has been granted extended leave from Parliament until August following the relationship scandal. The couple is expected to earn $150,000 from the Seven Network for their tell-all interview. A senior North Korean official is headed to New York for talks with US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the latest indication that an on-again, off-again summit between President Donald Trump and North Korea's leader may go ahead next month. And the Commonwealth Bank will face further scrutiny of its actions to address the state of Bankwest business loans after its $2.1 billion acquisition a decade ago. CBA's Chief Risk Officer David Cohen will continue giving evidence to the Banking Royal Commission today. Turning to 2SER Sport, and former champion Maria Sharapova overcame a mid-match wobble to beat Rochelle Hogenkamp 6-1, 4-6, 6-3 and reached the French Open second round. The Russian former world number one looked to be cruising against the Dutch woman when she was 3-love up in the second set, then lost the next four service games in a row. updating to SER weather, and partly cloudy today with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm this morning. Right now it's 14 degrees in the city and 12 in the west.
Thanks for that, Max. Max Grieve there with the headlines. Newsroom will be back at 7 a.m. A quick look at the roads now, though. The big one this morning is Glenmore Park, the M4 motorway. Just past the Northern Road, we've got a multiple vehicle accident closing down two of the three eastbound lanes. Eastbound motorists, if you're heading eastbound, perhaps go through the M4 at Northern Road and then rejoin the motorway. That seems to be the advice. The accident's between the two ramps. So, yeah, do watch out for that. Fingers crossed nobody's too hurt. That, again, is in Glenmore Park. And Eastern Creek, the M4 motorway, again, but this time the off-ramp to the M7. We have a broken-down car in one of the westbound lanes. In Chatswood, Fuller's Road at Millwood Avenue, some spillage on the road is affecting westbound traffic. And Bankstown at Fairford Road at Canterbury Road, we've got a broken-down truck in one of the southbound lanes. We're going to have some flooding in Glenmore Park as well. The M4 at the Northern Road off-ramp, the westbound traffic has been flooded out a little bit. And the other big one this morning, we've still got that hazard reduction burn, which obviously caused a bit of havoc yesterday. We'll see how it shapes up this morning, but do just be aware that they are still doing all those hazard reduction burns down south, and that there's a good chance that the smoke might be coming back over the city as the day wears on. Now, do you know what's rarer in Sydney these days than a decently priced apartment? Video rental stores. There are just three in business in the greater Sydney area, and up next we're going to be speaking to the owner of one of them and work out how he's managing to achieve the near impossible. Right now though, from Parquet Courts, our feature album artists this week, this is Tenderness.
Replace your clocks, old stubborn hands. We are the answer to why they never had a chance. It was not so long ago that the world was mostly slow. The age of iron, steam and speed turned a stroke to a stampede. But we've come to increase time in between ticks. And there's romance in the slow dances, cause they're fertile and hush, futile and haste. These are your nerves, this is how they taste.
Well, I can't count how many times I've been outdone by nihilism. Join the mods that spits an open heart into a schism. I cower at the thought of other people's expectations, and yet still hand over mine to them.
Travel where you are, tourism is sin. These are the ruins we left behind. You can't take pictures of them. If what they say is true, then you become what you chew. If it decays, spit it out. Affectation is a drought that you wait through when you hate everything that you do. You wanna live outside the groove, then fine, but it's there like a flower in your ears. Open up your mouth, pollinate your peers.
Nothing reminds the mind of power like the cheap odor of plastic. Leaking fumes, we crave, consume the rush. It feels fantastic. Like power turns to mold, like a junkie going cold. I need the fix of a little tenderness.
SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Following their heart-stopping collaboration, Return 2 by Number One Dads, Tom Jancek and Tom Snowden reunite as No Mono for Vivid Live this June. No Mono premiere their soulful debut album, Islands Part 1, in the beautiful surrounds of the Joan Sutherland Theatre. Book now for No Mono's Australian premiere, Saturday, June 2 at sydneyoperahouse.com/vividlive. Sponsors of 2SER. We'll be right back.
the Magra Band there with Sham, following on from Lulac with Heist and Tenderness by Parquet Courts up the top. They are our feature album artists this week. They're so cool. Their album, Wide Awake, is their fifth album, and we are giving away a copy if you like what you heard a little bit later on in the show this morning. In the meantime, though, it is 15 minutes to 7 a.m. You are on 2SER Breakfast here with myself, Tess Connery. I'm going to be here all the way through until 9. Now, some of my fondest memories as a kid was going down to the local video store and, you know, I think everyone has these sorts of memories. You probably remember your local store and the shelves and shelves of VHS tapes or DVDs, housing what seems like every single movie and television show ever made. Or maybe you fondly remember the bags of popcorn and lollies you could pick up for cheap alongside your movie. It may seem that these memories are destined to stay memories. Video rentals hasn't exactly been a growth sector recently. However, there are a few stores left in Sydney where you can go to rent a movie. Joining me on the line now is the owner of one of them. Gayong U owns a Civic Video in Windsor, and it's still going strong. Good morning.
Hello.
So I guess the first thing to ask is, how's business? How are you guys doing at the moment?
Still all right. I think I hit the bottom line. It's this year that when the February and March very hard time, I think I passed.
And so how long have you owned the place? How did you get involved in this business?
I want to visit this shop is 14 and a half year now, but this shop of the history more than 30 years, I think.
Yeah, wow. So it's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Do you have, I guess, a best year? Was there one year that was really, really good?
I'm not checking that. I got a lot of customers, and they're very regular. They're coming all the time. I think everyone is best.
No, that's good. It's not what you'd expect. So what kind of people are still renting movies at the store?
I think they mostly really love movie, the person, and they like a new movie. And also, they like the big more like a special, the artist and something, the movie, the people, they come in. They hard to get some from internet or something.
And do you have, I guess, a most popular movie that gets rented out or a most popular genre?
You're talking about the now in moment or something?
Yeah, I guess the best movie that gets rented out all the time.
Not really that get it all the time now. It's not like in old days, like something like a very hit the movie now. That people, they, I think some of the very popular movie, they're on the internet.